Hey everyone, welcome to the Sleek Lens Photography Podcast. This is Jordan from Sleek Lens. And for this week's photography podcast, I want to talk about flash versus natural light. This is kind of a popular topic that's coming up about whether you should start with flash or whether you should just concentrate on just using natural light in your scene, or maybe you should think about using the pop-up flash on your camera for most beginner photographers. So I kind of want to talk about the differences between the two and why you should actually learn flash photography last and just concentrate on natural photography, natural light first before you even jump into flash. It's all going to make sense at the end of this podcast. So just keep listening. I'll tell you why I prefer natural light starting out before using flash. All right, so the first reason is very simple. It's extremely simple. It's probably the number one reason why I would actually use natural light over flash, and that's because natural light is totally free. You don't have to buy any equipment whatsoever. Basically, for natural light, you're basically just going out into a scene and finding the light, finding where the light is coming from, the light source is coming from, and positioning a model or positioning a scene together, and just using that natural light to kind of cast the shadows that you want to see, or put the highlight in a certain place that you want to highlight. A really good example of this would actually be a portrait, maybe next to a window. Obviously, you don't want to be shooting into the window because then your subject will be backlit and it's going to be kind of a silhouetted subject. So it would probably make more sense to have your subject's face towards the window and have the light coming in and hitting their face, lighting up their face and their body area, and you have a nice evenly lit scene on the main subject, and then you can worry about the background later. You're basically just highlighting your subject and getting that nice light on the subject. That's probably one of the most standard ways of using natural light, is in that kind of scene. And you don't have to set up any type of gear. You don't have to set with any settings on your flash unit or anything like that. You're basically just using that light coming in through the window, setting your camera settings just exactly the way they need to be for that light that's coming in, and you're good. There are actually a lot of photographers out there that actually just concentrate on natural light. I've heard a lot of people say that natural light photographers are probably those that don't even know how to use flash or don't know how to set the settings correctly to take a really nice photo with a flash unit. However, I will say, as someone who actually does prefer natural light over flash, the effects you get with flash, natural light just looks so much better. Even if you're trying to mimic the natural light with a flash unit, natural light looks so much better. It makes it a lot more realistic. You don't have to deal with weird color casts of maybe a flash unit that's more of a blue tone and you're shooting in a warmer tone, and maybe applying a gel on top of your flash and all this stuff, kind of stuff. You don't have to mess with all that. You're just basically using the warm natural lights coming into your scene, and it just makes everything look a little bit more flattering. So the next reason why I would kind of concentrate on natural light is because for a beginner, for someone who is just starting out, who's never really even touched a flash unit, when they get it, it's too much to think about. This is kind of coming from a personal experience of when I first got my flash unit. I had no idea exactly how to set it. I got one because everybody said you should have one, and so I got one, and I quickly learned that I didn't know exactly what I was doing. And if I went to a job, I would be fiddling with my camera and trying to mess with the settings on my camera, but also keep in mind that I have to also make sure my camera settings are set to make my flash unit look good as well. So, you can't set your exposure to 500th of a second, because then your flash can't sync with that high of a shutter speed. So it's a lot to think about for a beginner. Obviously, if you get a flash unit and you want to play with it every once in a while, that's something you can do in your studio or your home or with your family. You can test it out that way. But for a beginner who's wanting to use a flash unit for a particular job, it's not something that I would want to concentrate on going out to a job. Now, some might think a pop-up flash unit will do the job, because all it does is just, it fires the flash when it needs to fire and the photos seem to turn out perfectly fine. But a on-camera flash is really something that I would only ever use to trigger other flashes. I would never have an on-camera flash or a pop-up flash at least, as my main light source for trying to light up a subject. It's just so unnatural. It creates red eye. There's a lot of things that it does that just makes it scream being an amateur photo, and you really, really don't want that. So if you're debating on whether to use a pop-up flash or or just natural light, definitely just use natural light. You're going to be able to learn so much better just using that than a small little pop-up flash, and also a flash that you have to think about a lot of settings just to use. All right, and the third one, third reason why I would kind of concentrate on natural light is because natural light actually just makes you think more about your photo. I mean by this is like how you should position your model, like I was talking about in the first example, how you should position your model, what time of the day should you shoot, should you move in a little bit closer to try to get your model's face lit up a little bit more, that kind of thing. It makes you think about your photo. It makes you get a little bit more creative instead of just taking a flash, pointing it up to the ceiling. If you have a rotating flash, pointing it up to the ceiling and making it bounce all over the place. It makes you think a little bit more, and that will get you way more creative with your photos. You'll be able to get different angles using the natural light. So if you're shooting into a window, if you have to shoot into a window as that's your light source, just using that example in the first one, if you have to shoot into a window, what do you need to do to make your model actually be exposed, to have the exposure for your model? Obviously, you can't sync it with the outside because the outside will be too bright and your model will be silhouetted. And you can't overexpose the image because then your model won't show up. So it makes you think a little bit more, and it just gets you more comfortable with using all of the available light in the scene. And you'll ultimately get way more creative photos and more realistic looking photos. So the next reason I would kind of almost lean towards just using natural light is because it's easily modifiable. And what I mean by that is kind of taking with the first example, it's free. You don't need to really carry around a bunch of gear with you to use natural light. You don't really need a whole lot of with you. You just need to take your camera, your lens, and maybe a reflector. Maybe that's the most you need. But with a off-camera flash, if you have a flash unit, you know, you need to take radio triggers. You got to make sure your batteries are charged for it, light stands, modifiers for your light, maybe like a soft box or something like that. All that kind of stuff you have to just like tote around with you everywhere you go on your photo shoots. And you don't want to carry all that stuff around with you. You want to kind of use natural light if you can. And it's easily modifiable, meaning, you know, if you do need to reflect something, if you do need to pop a highlight on the other person's side of the skin, if the light is coming from the left and you want to light them up from the right, it can just be something as a piece of white paper that would light them up, or a poster board or something like that. You don't have to have all these stands and lights everywhere. All you just need is one little reflector, and then, you know, it's easily modifiable. Again, you can travel light. You don't have to take a lot of stuff with you. That's probably one of my favorite things amongst the free version. That's probably one of my favorite things because it allows you to travel light. It allows you to concentrate less on the gear and more on the actual shots you're taking. All right, and one of the last reasons why I would definitely concentrate on using natural light first, for especially a beginner, is that once you master the settings and the situations you might need to shoot in with natural light, once you start implementing flash, you're going to basically take to it like a duck in water. It's going to be so easy for you. It's going to be so easy to understand. You're going to know the settings for the natural light scene. You're going to know those settings, and then you're going to know what you need to just enhance it a little bit with a little pop of flash. Obviously, if you're shooting in a lower light situation, a flash is, you know, almost mandatory. But you know, you're gonna figure out the settings that you need to turn on your flash to make sure your photo is lit up correctly. So maybe you need, if it's a really dark scene and you really need to capture something, maybe you need the whole power of the flash to fire once you take your shot and allow it to recycle for a little bit longer. Maybe you need that whole power to really light up a specific scene or capture some fast moving objects or something like that. And then you'll know that. Or maybe you just need a little pop of light just to maybe have a catch light in the eye or something like that. You need that little pop of flash, and maybe you can set your flash to 1/164th of a second, and it'll just, or 1/164th power actually, and it'll just pop that little highlight in the eye, and you'll be good. You'll know all of these things. You'll know if you need to zoom in your flash to reach your subject or not. You know, if you can back it off, you know where to point the flash to bounce it off a wall or bounce it off a ceiling. It'll be so much easier to use a flash once you have mastered, or once you'd have actually played around with natural light. You'll really take to it, and it'll be very, very simple for you. You could actually get a manual flash, which I do recommend. I don't recommend the TTL flashes. I actually recommend a manual flash, because once you get a manual flash, I honestly think it's a little bit easier to use. A manual flash is a lot easier to use because you are controlling the settings. Your camera's not telling the flash how to fire, when to fire, what's the settings. You're telling everything to the flash what you want it to do. It's almost like the manual mode on your camera. You're telling the flash how to operate, and if you're wrong, the flash is going to be wrong too. So it's a really great option as well. So those are the five reasons why I would actually just kind of concentrate on natural light before even touching a flash. So those are just five quick tips on why you should actually use natural light. But before we head off on this podcast, I want to actually talk about a giveaway that we're doing. We're going to start doing a giveaway for the podcast. So what I mean by that is, if you go on iTunes and you leave a review, it could be positive or negative. If you leave a review on iTunes just saying, hey, I love the show, or hey, I wish the show was longer, or something like that. If you leave a review on iTunes specifically, every month we're going to pick a review, and we're going to give a random review, and we're going to give that person a gift card to Sleek Lens, and you'll be able to purchase pretty much anything that you want to, and it'll be a nice way for us to kind of give back to the community. We're already doing the kind of give back thing with the 10% coupon. If you go on sleeklens.com and use the coupon code SleekLensPodcast, you get 10% off anything on the Sleek Lens site. But this is just another way of us doing something special for you guys, for those of you who like to listen to the podcast. So remember to go on iTunes, rate the podcast, rate and review the podcast. Don't just give us a star. You actually have to write something on the podcast. But I hope you guys go ahead and do that, so we can go ahead and start canning out some cool gift cards for you guys. So thank you for joining me in this week's podcast. This has been Jordan from Sleek Lens, and I'll see you next week.